Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenise Petway, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Romans 5:8.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Many love songs talk about all the wonderful gestures a singer will do for his or her lover, from buying lavish items to catering to every need, or even taking a grenade for her. Yet the common theme in this is mutual love. He loves her and she loves him. Have you ever heard a song where someone sings about all of the kind and heroic things they would do for their enemy? I sure haven't. Not until we run into this love song of a scripture, Romans 5:8, where the Apostle Paul shares God's great love for you and me. But before we get into the verse of the day, let's read the verse prior. Romans 5:7 says, "For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, someone would dare even to die." That's the NASB. The New Living Translations of Romans 5:7 says, "Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good." Much like our service members of the armed services and law enforcement, for whom we're grateful, they risk their lives and are willing to die for others. Usually it's not the bad guys, though. God does quite the opposite. Verse 8 goes on to say, "God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So commendeth means God proves, shows, and demonstrates his love. Commendeth also means he establishes, exhibits, make certain, and in other words, creates crystal clear evidence that he loves us. God did this by sacrificing his only son, Jesus, to show his love. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." God loved us first. There wasn't anything that we had to do, no performance. It wasn't our personality. God chose to love us first. This passage is a clear reminder that we do not have to have it all together to receive God's love. Remember when friends or siblings get into trouble at school and the teacher comes in and says, "Well, what's going on?" And they point at each other and says, "Well, he started it," or "she started it." Well, guess what? God started it. It being his love for us while we were still sinners. Agape is the Greek word used for love in this passage. It means affection, benevolence, a love feast. God's love is unconditional. And it says, while we're yet sinners, that means actively, despite, and still sinning, God sent his only son. And so what does it mean to be a sinner? It means to be depraved, detestable, unholy, unrighteous, and unclean in the sight of the Lord. Romans 5:6 says, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." That means being a sinner equals being ungodly. Our sin separates us from God, but Christ's death provided atonement for our sins. He paid the price for us. Christ died while we were enemies of God, not friends. And that's in Romans chapter 5, verse 10. He stood on behalf of us. Have you ever felt unloved, unlovable, or unworthy? Do you think that you've made too many mistakes or have too many flaws to be loved by God? Have you felt you had to clean yourself up first before approaching Him or receiving His love? This beautiful illustration serves as a refreshing reminder that you are loved with an everlasting love of God. He demonstrated this by sending His only Son, Jesus, to die for you and me while we were repulsive, unattractive, and downright enemies to Him. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The mistakes that we made, are making, and will make did not stop our Heavenly Father from putting His love on full display through the death and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your unconditional love. Thank You for putting Your love on full display by sending Jesus to die for us while we were still sinners. Help us to receive Your love today and be compelled to demonstrate our love for You through obedience to Your word, will, and way. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.